What were some of the more significant things you learned from Israel Rigardi in the time that you spent with him? As you went through the Reikian therapy with him, and as you studied magic under him, what sort of things did you learn from him?
Well, one of the things I learned from him was how to be a better person to toward other people at a personal level. Even though many people that don't know me and just read my books think I'm sort of a hard ass, but basically, I'm easygoing and learned a lot of that from him. We used to hang out together in the later years, go eat a lot to different restaurants. He loved gourmet food of all kinds. He particularly enjoyed venison and escargot. And, he invited me to parties at his home and in Studio City. And I learned that in terms of magic, it was sort of just, he acted more as a guide rather than a instructor. So our relationship was more symmetrical rather than asymmetrical. He taught me to do a few rituals and taught me about the Golden Dawn and talked to me about Crowley, and of course our conversations were always quite varied. So we simply move from one topic to another and go on for hours. And so it's difficult to really put a specific handle on what I learned from him. He had a hard time teaching me the Rose Cross ritual. Basically still don't like it to this day, but he would instruct me in that.
I don't count it as one of my favorite rituals of all time either. If that's any consolation. Anyway, tell me, if you would, what were some of the more intense magical and/or spiritual experiences that you had during that time that you spent with him?
There were so many that it's hard to say. I mean, one time he was in a trance of sorts, and we had done some rituals, and he was demanding, if you would, of God. He used the word Adonai, that they use him as however they saw fit to use him. That was very intense. He was very deeply moved by that experience. We had a lot of fun together, played practical jokes on people, which is one thing he liked to do, is do practical jokes. Most people didn't know about that. They thought he was a very serious fellow, and he was when it was appropriate. And most of the time he was sort of happy-go-lucky, liked to have fun, liked to play practical jokes, liked to talk about his experiences with various people, and so on and so forth. And he loved kidding around.